Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we show you how to make a better life through complete connection. Today we're going to be talking about connecting to your body, specifically through movement, regeneration, and sleep. And these are three of the most critical things you can do to set the foundation for your overall enjoyment of life and the foundation of everything else. If you don't get these three things right, or close to right, in the neighborhood of right, or on the right path to right, you're going to have a very hard time focusing on anything else. Before we get started today, I want to give a shout out to our listeners in Vancouver, Canada. Thank you for this connection. I am so glad to have you on board. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, and so forth, you can follow the link down in the show notes. That'll take you over to the community page. Scroll down there, and there's a little form there. You can send me your ideas. They come directly to me, and you'll get a response directly from me. Sometimes that may take me a little bit, but I absolutely love it. I may use your question in the podcast and Ask Me Anything episodes. If you want to remain anonymous, that's absolutely fine. We can make that happen. Just let me know. So, talking about connecting with your body, this is something that we talk about in stage two. And in the last podcast, we were talking about listing your needs and making sure that your needs are met. And needs like exercise and sleep or relaxation or regenerative activities might have been among those, but I really want to dive deep into these three things today: sleep, regeneration, and movement, because they're not just your physical needs. They are how you connect to your body. And connecting to your physical being is incredibly important. And somebody out there right now is raising their hand and going, well, what about sexuality? Yes, we'll get to that in, I think it's the very next episode, but it's coming up pretty soon. It's a stage three activity, so hold your horses there. We'll get there. You won't have any fun with your sexuality if you're not getting enough sleep, regeneration, and movement. So let's set a positive foundation here first. So connecting to your body ensures that you'll make your health and your well-being a priority. And that forms the foundation for connection to yourself and ultimately everything else. Now, among your needs that you previously cataloged, and if you missed that episode, just go back one, will certainly be things like sleep. And connecting to your body starts with making sure you're getting enough sleep. And how much is enough depends on you. Everyone is different. There's a lot of research out there on how much sleep is the optimal amount. You can read about it, or you can just experiment on yourself. If you keep a log of how much sleep you get and how you feel the next day, you'll notice that too little sleep tends to make you feel kind of stressed out and impatient, and too much sleep tends to make you feel lethargic and unmotivated. The right answer is somewhere in the middle. You'll know it when you've found the right amount. The average human is 8 hours per night. Some people are happier with 7. I like about 8.5. Everybody's different. But there's cycles that our brain goes through as we go through this process of sleep that are absolutely critical to brain health, to remaining disease-free, to your well-being, to fighting off things like anxiety and depression, which are running rampant right now. And sleep is not just about how much, right? For how many hours did you have the lights off and your screens put away and you're sleeping? It's all about the quality of that sleep. And whether that sleep is uninterrupted. So the perfect sleep, which we may never get to, but the perfect ideal sleep is long enough, is never interrupted, and is deep enough to carry out all the functions like cleaning out plaques from the brain and things like that that are happening in the glymphatic system. Fascinating stuff. Look that one up. But there's very, very important functions that are happening while you sleep in terms of your body being able to restore itself. And I heard a really good argument about this. So if we think about it, we're designed as a species to spend a third of all of our time asleep. If you're sleeping, you're not gathering food. You're not finding a mate. You're not looking out for predators. So sleep must be really incredibly important for it to be okay to take priority over those activities. Must be incredibly important. It means that your sleep is more important than your food. That's an interesting perspective. But I think it's absolutely right, right? How does a bad night's sleep affect you? It does not do me any favors, and I doubt it does you any either. So figure out what a good sleep looks like to you and make that a priority. This is about you connecting with your body. So beyond sleep, you can connect with your body through regenerative activities such as hot baths, massage. Exercise or movement can be regenerative. We'll talk about that in a minute. Somatic meditation. This is where you focus on scanning the body for different feelings and sensations, and we talked about that in the menu, meditation and prayer menu. So if you missed that, go and look that up. But somatic meditation is where you can go from the top down or from the toes up to the head, and you just kind of scan what is my body feeling. And this is a great way to connect to your body. You can notice some tense muscles here and there, how your lungs feel when you breathe, your heart beating. It's just being very mindful. It's sort of a mindfulness of the body, but can lead to some cool stuff. Regenerative activities could also look like rituals to honor your body. And this sounds crazy, but some of us don't like our bodies very much. If you're disconnected from your body, you may not like your body very much. Women are notorious for not liking certain parts of their bodies, just having this sort of loathing feeling towards certain parts of their bodies. And that's not doing you any favors either. So I highly recommend Margot Anand's writing. Margot Anand, A-N-A-N-D. Margot Anand, fantastic author. She is an expert on tantric practices, tantric sexual practices. But she also has in her books rituals to honor your body. Just to get to a place where you can appreciate your body and say, hey, yeah, you know, I really appreciate what you do. You're a great body. You carry me around this life. You're awesome. And it helps you to connect to your body, and that's why I like her ideas there. Regeneration could look like giving yourself a pedicure or going out for some sort of a spa treatment or giving yourself Reiki or receiving Reiki from someone else. Reiki is a form of, some would call it a spiritual practice, some would call it energy work. Frankly, it's a little bit of both. And it's a fantastic way to really spin down and relax. You can even just be mindful when you're brushing your teeth or brushing your hair or shaving or something like that. Just doing it mindfully as you're going through your normal self-care routine for your body. Can you do it mindfully? That is, can you pay attention? Don't have any music on. Don't be listening to anything else. Don't be looking at anything else. Just looking at yourself and being mindful of your body in that moment as you take care of it. So regenerative activities, they should be on your list of needs that we talked about in the last episode. If they're not, put some on there now. This is the first thing that most people get rid of. It's the first thing that drops off of people's lists. Regenerative time, you could call it self-care, is critical to maintaining a connection to your body that is caring and therefore to yourself. And that's the foundation for everything else. Do not neglect it. I would try several different types of regenerative activities and see what gives you the most benefit. We call them regenerative because they regenerate you. It could look like yoga, like a yin yoga, something that's very slow and focused on stretching. It could look like a nice slow walk, sometimes a fast walk or a hike. Anything that sort of refreshes your body and renews your soul is a regenerative activity. So consider that. So the third thing we need to talk about is movement. Your body was not built to stand still, and it was not built to sit down all day. So choose a form of movement and engage with it every day. And I've got a menu of ideas here for you, because it really doesn't necessarily matter what it looks like. Obviously, you could move at the gym, right? You could go walking on the treadmill or running on the treadmill. You can do cycling at the gym. You can do elliptical training at the gym. You can jump rope, dancing, classes, aerobics classes, cardio classes, Tai Chi or martial arts. That's fun stuff. Weightlifting. That's good stuff. But you could just as easily move at home. Turn on the radio and dance. This is a liberating exercise. It goes beyond just movement. It's a lot of fun. So even if you've done nothing but turn on the radio and dance in your living room for a few minutes. Or you can look up fitness videos or dance lessons online. You can find all kinds of videos for stuff to do. You could do yoga or Tai Chi at home. Or you could go out and move in the world. You could walk or run around your neighborhood, or hike a nearby trail, or kayak or canoe on a nearby lake or river. There's some form of movement out there that gives you peace, that gives you bliss, that makes you feel vibrant and healthy. And whatever that is the right kind of movement for you. So try a bunch of different things. Doesn't really matter. This is just the beginning, so get creative. You don't need to be an athlete. You do not need to have impressive photos of your efforts. Just move. For 5 minutes or 5 hours, it doesn't matter. The point is to move every day. And you may find that some activities are a lot of fun, and you may choose to do them more, or you may choose to do them with friends. And besides all the documented benefits of movement for your mind and your heart and your body, you know all these things, movement connects you to your body in a way that lets you appreciate your human form and all it can do. And that's why we're doing this here. You'll get the other benefits from movement. That comes automatically. But here we're moving with the intention to connect to our bodies. So if you are walking or running, even just walking the dog, do it in a mindful way. Feel your body moving as you do it. And let that help you connect to your body. Now, what does that mean? Connection to anything means mindfulness of it, a sense of responsibility for it, and a sense of communication with it. So let your body talk to you as you move. Listen to it. Feel how it moves. You're trying to merge the body and the mind. And that's what connecting to your body is all about. And you want your body to be talking to you. You want it to be telling you things. Number one, so it can tell you when something's wrong. But also so that you can show it appreciation. And that leads to a happy body, which leads to a happy you, which gives you a platform from which you can go out and do all kinds of amazing things. But if your body doesn't feel good, and you haven't had enough sleep, and you haven't had enough relaxation, your body is going to be screaming at you in such a loud voice that you'll be distracted from all those things that you're trying to do beyond that. So get your sleep, your regeneration, and your movement in line first, in that order. Sleep, then regeneration, then movement, so that you'll be ready for everything else. All right, that's enough for today. If you've got questions, thoughts, ideas, click the link in the show notes below. Send your thoughts and ideas and questions in there using the form on the community page. I'll be so happy to give you some thoughts and ideas and hopefully some answers back. But if not, I've definitely got some more good questions for you. And as always, if this is useful to you, please share it with a friend. And until next time, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.